Hi, this is Mark Wade from CenterCityCondos.com at Berkshire Hathaway Fox & Roach Realtors. And in this podcast, I'd like to share just some feedback I generally get when I walk into a number of buildings, when I show a number of buildings in Old City. Know that I've been a realtor here in Center City for 35 years, and I've lived in Old City for 22 years. So I kind of hear it all, if you will. Okay, let's start with 108 Arch. 108 Arch Street. You know, to be fair and honest, I've never heard a negative thing come out of anyone's mouth about 108 Arch. I did have one person complain one time that there was only one parking space, you know, per unit, but, you know, and there were no options for a second spot, but that's part and parcel with living in Center City. I get the fact that hallways are clean, lobby's clean, entrance is always nice. The building looks good when we're pulling up to it, the zinc and brick exterior. Yeah, really high marks for 108 Arch. I never hear really any negativity about the building. 101 Arch across the street, beautiful facade. I hear that when we're walking up towards the building. A lot of buyers will tell me that the hallways and the entranceway look a little bit dated, a little bit beat, and could use some attention. The front door is not always locked. One last time I was in there, you could just walk right in, unfortunately. That's only happened once. I've been in the building dozens and dozens of times. That's only happened once. But if there's any negativity about 101 Arch, it has to do with the main foyer, and it's just a little bit out of date, a little bit worn, a little bit beat. Other comments I get on the building is the fact that the dollar per square footage is phenomenal. The units are one of a kind, really high ceilings, and really one of the quieter, in my opinion, it's one of the quieter loft buildings in town. But so all in all, not too bad. The National. I get good people love the National. They love the parking underneath. They love the newness. They love the fact that it kind of mirrors the neighborhood. I mean, it's very kind of lofty-like with a little bit of an edge to it, which is kind of like Old City. The only one complaint I've ever gotten out of the National is that in some of the units, the walls don't go all the way to the ceiling, so that allows noise to transfer between the bedrooms and the living room. That problem has been solved in a lot of units there and always results, in my opinion, in a higher sale price when that little work is affected in those units to separate the bedrooms from the living room in terms of noise transference. But all in all, National gets really good reviews. Clean, always clean. And yeah, that's about it. Clean hallways. There's no doorman there. Not a lot of amenities. Parking garage is probably the cleanest parking garage I've ever seen in Center City. So there you go. Let's see. 102 Church. 102 Church, lovely building. Some really unique details in each unit. The entranceway. My buyers are always commenting, seem to always be commenting the fact that the entranceway is a little bit beat. You know, the tile flooring, just it needs a little bit of help and attention. Some of the hallways are a little bit older than what we'll find in Old City as far as, you know, the decor, if you will. What else? That's about it. Not a whole lot to report. Again, 108 Arch always comes out with high marks, as does 101 Arch. But 101 Arch, my buyers will generally say that the lobby needs a little bit of help. The National, noise transference between living room and dining room or guest bedroom and living room. 102 Church, the comments always go towards that lobby. And yeah, that's about it. So this is Mark Wade, CenterCityCondos.com. Questions, comments, or concerns, pick up the phone, push the buttons on the front of it. I'd love to hear you from you. I'd love to hear your feedback. 267-237-3404. Thank you.